Hello, friends. In this episode, I'm thrilled to introduce you to a podcast that you'll definitely want to squeeze into your listening schedule. This episode is brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. Now, if you're like me and our other listeners, you're probably not just tuning into Radio Headspace. You've got about 6 shows on your rotation, which is great. Diversity in our podcast diet is something I fully support. So speaking of variety, let me suggest another gem for your playlist. The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's not just any podcast. It was named one of Apple's best of 2018. Jordan isn't just another voice in the crowd. He really stands out. He dives deep into the minds of some of the most intriguing people on the planet. We're talking about a wide range of guests, from athletes to authors to scientists and even mobsters and spies. And let's not forget, he also brings on CEOs, political activists, and FBI agents, depending on what might click with you, the listener. Jordan has this unique knack for coaxing his guests to open up and share stories and insights that you won't hear anywhere else. Each episode is packed with strategic wisdom that's meant to help you think more critically and navigate today's complex world more effectively. And it's not just the content that's top-notch. Jordan's Feedback Friday segment is particularly relatable. He tackles real listener dilemmas, everything from navigating tricky family dynamics to enhancing your career and personal relationships. It's one of those rare shows that you can tune into whether you're looking to challenge your intellect or need a bit more practical advice. From a personal standpoint, I'm a huge fan of how Jordan runs his show. He's got this approachable, engaging style that makes even the most complex topics accessible and entertaining. And honestly, his podcast isn't just good. It's a must listen. So why not add the Jordan Harbinger Show to your podcast rotation? With never a dull moment, it's incredibly engaging and always interesting. Just search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, friends, supporting my sponsors helps keep this show alive and kicking. If you give Jordan's show a try after this recommendation, it helps us continue to bring you great content. Show some love for the Jordan Harbinger Show by searching for it. Remember, that's H-A-R, B as in boy, I, N as in Nancy, G-E-R. On your favorite podcast platform.
Hey there, folks, it's Robin, and I'm popping in to talk to you about clean water because I'm going to be honest, I've been worrying about the contaminants in our tap water, and I knew I had to find a solution, you know, something reliable and effective. And that's when I discovered AquaTrue, and it's been a game changer for my family. AquaTrue's purifiers, they're basically like superheroes for your water, using a 4-stage reverse osmosis process to tackle even the toughest contaminants. With PFAS, you know, those pesky forever chemicals making their way into nearly half of U.S. tap water, it is a relief to know that AquaTrue is certified to just kick them to the curb. Plus, their range of purifiers fits every home, from countertop setups to under-sink options. They've even got a Wi-Fi connected model for the tech-savvy among us. And let's talk about those filters, okay? Long-lasting and affordable, they are a dream come true. There's no more like swapping them out every few months. AquaTrue's filters go the distance and last up to 2 years. Since switching to AquaTrue, I have noticed a huge difference. The water tastes cleaner, it's fresher, and the best part, I no longer have to worry about what's lurking in my tap water. Even my kids are drinking more water because of the ease of the countertop setup. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. Today, our listeners are going to receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and you're going to enter the code HEADSPACE at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code HEADSPACE. Go get it.
Headspace Studios. Hi, my name's Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace, and to the start of the week. So are you the kind of person that does the same thing every day? Or are you someone who is constantly mixing things up? That every day is a little bit different and you're always looking for different ways to approach different things in your life? I have this situation in my life where my friends tease me a lot. I mean, for lots of reasons and with good reason. But they tease me because I tend to do the same things a lot of the time. And they joke that it's because I'm institutionalized, kind of having been a monk and everything else. I wasn't there for that long. You know, I tend to have the same breakfast every day. I tend to have the same lunch every day. I tend to wear jeans and a white t-shirt every day. There are things that, for me, are just quite comfortable. And when I look back, even over the last however many years since leaving the monastery, I can probably see what they're saying. I think I wore a plaid shirt for about 8 years after leaving the monastery, and then a denim shirt for about another 7 years. I find comfort in showing up the same way. And I have other friends as well who only wear black, and they wear the same black things, like, every single day. Not goths, they're just, you know, creatives, and they like to wear black. And there's something in the simplicity of that. I feel there's so much choice in our life. There's so much going on in our life. Almost the busier things are, the more I crave that sense of simplicity. As I think back to the monastery and the way in which the day and even the year is set up, actually, it's really defined by that idea. Every single day is the same. Every single week, every single month. Even to the extent, I mean, I remember kind of they gave us 2 hours off on Christmas Day afternoon after lunch 1 year. But other than that, like, it's the same all the time. And at first that may sound very restrictive. It may sound very limiting. It may not feel as though there's a lot of room for spontaneity. But it depends how we think of spontaneity, whether we think about it as necessarily something active and something that needs to be expressed in the world, or whether we think about it as a quality of mind. And I would say that within that framework of simplicity, actually, if anything, it encouraged more spontaneity of mind. It didn't need or didn't require necessarily any kind of sort of follow through on those things. It was more about that quality and maintaining and cultivating that spontaneous nature of mind. So very often, I think we might look outwards, we might think that we need to keep doing different things to keep life interesting, maybe to distract ourselves. But actually, sometimes it's in simplifying things, getting back to the basics, and finding a sense of routine in life that we discover that actually we have an imagination and a spontaneity of mind that is naturally with us all of the time. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.